where we left off was that the Gemara had said that at each of these three watches, at each one, Hashem lets out a roar over 3 points. At each one, Hashem lets out a roar over the house, over the temple, over the exile. And at each of these 3 points, it says in Halacha, it's a good time if you want to daven on those points. You want to say Tehillim about those points. It's a good time. That's what we call Tikkun Chatzos.
By good time, you mean it.
So in heaven, there's a greater chance it'll be accepted because it's a correspondence to what's going on in heaven. Uh-huh. In heaven, they're aroused to this point. So if we arouse ourselves down below, there's a synchronization. Yeah.
Okay.
Then for whatever reason, there's a greater chance that Tfidot will be accepted. You could always daven. You know, there are times when it's...
By times, you mean subject? You're saying time.
Time, right. We said that the night is divided into thirds.
Yeah.
And at each point of the thirds of the night, Hashem is aroused over this concept, over the point that the temple is destroyed, Nam Yisrael is in Galut.
Yeah.
So at those times, you could look at a calendar, figure out what those times are, or listen for the donkeys neighing and the child weeping and whatever the signs are for the three times. And then if you want to start davening then and say Tehillim then over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash and the fact that Am Yisrael is in Galut, it's a good time.
Isn't that what I said to begin with?
I thought you said that each time corresponds to a different concept.
Ah, okay.
No. Each time corresponds to all three.
Each change of the guard is a good time to pray.
To pray now. We don't say try to daven Ma'ariv at that time. We say that's a time to daven over these points.
Uh-huh.
So we say certain chapters in Tehillim. Okay.
We couldn't, if the end of the... it's interesting because David HaMelech would get up at Chatzot, which is...
Is the middle of the middle one.
Right.
Oh, so maybe that's a good time to daven. Well, we generally go with that opinion. The Kabbalists say that middle of the night.
Right.
That's when, like David HaMelech. Okay.
If Hashem gives if his roar is in the middle of the middle, that would be Chatzot.
Right. Right. So that would go in line with that understanding of the Gemara, that the three times are really a third into the night, two-thirds into the night, and halfway into the night. Yeah. Okay. Tanya, we have a braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, pam achat, once, hayti me'alech baderech, I was walking in the derech. Derech is a paved road, yeah? ונכנסתי לחורבה אחת מחורבות ירושלים. I went into one of the ruins of Jerusalem, broke a house that had been destroyed. להתפלל. I wanted to daven there. So it came time to daven Shmona Esrei. He went in there to daven. בא אליהו זכור לטוב, אליהו of blessed memory, came v'shamali and waited for me al petach by the entrance to this building ad shesiyamti tfilati, till I ended my prayer. L'achar shesiyamti tfilati, when I finished my prayer, amali shalom alecha rebi, he greeted me and said, Hashem, whose name is Shalom, should be upon you, Rebbe. V'amalti lo, so I replied to him, Shalom alecha rabbi umori, Hashem, whose name is Shalom, should be upon you, my Rebbe and my Master. Ve'amar li, and he said to me, Bni. Ah, he recognized me, that I'm Eliyahu. Okay. Bni, my son. Now he isn't calling him Rebbe anymore. Mipnei ma nichnasta lechurva zo. Question number one. Why did you go into a broken down building? It's dangerous. So he has an excuse. Amalti lo, Rabbi Yossi says, I told him, Litpalel, I went into daven.
Sir, why did you change from calling Rabbi to...
Good question. Why did he change from calling him Rabbi to Bni? Initially, he greets him as Rabbi. Then Rabbi Yossi says, "Oh no, you're the rabbi." Okay, now I have a few things to teach you, son. The relationship is a little different. The fact that he questions, we have to learn from this. From each question, he learns halacha, even though he has an answer. But then he says, "Okay, each question taught me something." He says, "No, why'd you go into a broken down building? I learned I'm not supposed to go into a broken down building." But I had an answer. I went into daven. You see, sometimes the answer isn't enough. Amar li, hayalcha litpalel baderech. He said, "You should have davened on the road." Amar ti lo, I had an answer to that one. Mitirei haiti shemayfsiku bi overei derechim. I was worried, you know, if I'm on the road, people will stop me, they'll ask me questions, what kind of davening, people are going to bug me in the middle. I wanted to be focused. So he said to me, "You should have davened the short version of the davening." The Gemara is going to explain later that there's a way of saying Shemon Esrei in a shortcut form. So you should have done that. So then I learned from him three things. He says to me, "No, you shouldn't have gone in. You should have davened on the road, and you should have davened a short Shemona Esrei." So I understand from that three things. Lamati shenichnasin lechuva. I learned you don't enter broken down buildings. Velamati shemitpalin baderech. And I learned that you're better. You daven on the road. Velamati shemitpalel baderech mitpalel tefilah tzara. And he who davens on the road should daven a short prayer. Okay, so now I entered this destroyed building in Yerushalayim. And after I learned this from Elio, he says to me, "V'amar li bni makol shamata bechorva zo." What'd you hear in that churva, in that broken down building? "V'amarti lo," I said to him, "shamati bat kol shemnahimit kayona." I heard a bat kol. What's a bat kol? Okay, so Moshe says it's a voice from heaven. Literally, bat kol means the daughter of a voice, like an echo. Shemnahemet kayona, that was purring, that was, what's the sound that a dove makes? Cooing, okay. Shemnahemet, whatever that is, kayona, like a dove. Vomeret, and said, "Oy labanim shebavonotehim echravti et beiti." Woe to the sons that because of their sins. And here it's unclear that the words shebavonotehim were in the original print. Meaning they put a comment here that the original print seems to be without it, and that the Christian censor forced them to stick in these words. That if they're going to be called sons, then it's their fault. They sin, right? That's the whole Christian claim. So they say that in ancient manuscripts, this word, that it was their fault, doesn't fit in. And you'll see in the context, it doesn't really fit in. Because the whole point here is, Hashem is weeping over the fact that he destroyed his home, burned his temple and exiled his kids as though he's taking responsibility. So, however you quote it, the voice says, "Woe to the sons that hechravti et beiti, I destroyed my home, v'sarafti techadin, I burnt my holy place, v'higlitin ben omot, and I exiled them among the nations." So this is what I heard, Rabbi Yossi tells him. Notice that it's identical to the earlier quote of the roar that comes out. Only here it's not a roar of a lion, but the soft voice of a dove. And over there also, it's unclear whether we have the word bavonotehim. Same thing, in the original print, it didn't say that. The Amali, so Elio said to me, "Chayecha v'chaye roshcha, I swear by your life and the life of your head," whatever that means, "lo sha'azo bilvad omeret kach," that this voice doesn't say this at this hour alone, "ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pa'amim omeret kach," but every day, three times a day, the voice comes out. Day or night? It's a good question. We learned that it happens at night. Yom could mean a day as in a 24-hour period. The Sfaradim seem to say that by day two, because Sfaradim say in Elul, if you can't do Tikkun Chatzos by night, so do it in the thirds of the day, or Chatzot Ayom, middle of the day. So, ולא זו בלבד, not only at this times, אלא בשעה שישראל נכנסים לבתי כנסיות ולבתי מדרשות, ועונים יהי שמי הגדול מבורך, when Am Yisrael enters the shuls, the Beit Medrash, and they all call out, may the great name be blessed, right? Yehi Shmei Rabbam Vorach. When we say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menanea Berosho, Hashem shakes his head. Hashem has a head. Hashem shakes. Hashem moves. Okay, whatever that means. Vomer, and says, Ashrei HaMelech Shem Kalsinoto Beveito Kach, praised is the king, that they praise him like this in his home. Ma lo le'av she'igla et banav. What about that father who exiled his sons? Ve'oy le'em le'banim she'galum al shulchan avihim. Now woe to the kids who have been exiled from their father's table. Is this a lament? Is this also a little bit of blame? Meaning, if there's some blame mixed in here, so then Bavonotehim fits in. You see, part of the lamentation is an element of blame towards us. So Rashi learns, Ashrei HaMelech Shemkalsin Oto Beveito Kach, Ashrei Kol Zman Shehaya Kilus Zeh B'toch Beit HaMikdash. Praised is all the time that this existed, which lends itself to the understanding there is a little bit of rebuke here. Meaning how good it was. What's happened here? Okay, so here it depends a little bit on how you understand. And so some sources here don't say malo leav, what happened to the father that exiled his sons, but rather oilo leav, woe to the father that exiled his sons, which gives a totally different slant. It's not like why did this have to happen, but rather woe that this had to happen. Okay, malo lav could also mean what do you do for the father? As though Hashem is pining for the time when he'll be able to bring us back. Okay, yeah.
Did Gemara say that, Eliyahu and Avi say that when Am Yisrael enters the Bat Knesset and they answer Yeshua Rabbah, that this is also when Hashem lets out his roar? And in addition to that, it's when he says, when he shakes his head and he says, you know, woe to this and that.
I don't think that it means Hashem lets out his roar, but there's a similar response to the declaration of Yehi Shmei Rabbah.
Uh-huh. So
there's a similar response. It's not identical, but there's a similar response.
Okay.
So one it's possibly it's a woe. It's a woe for feeling the shame at this moment that he attacks our children. The other thing is a part of sort of a bit of blame as well. Is that what you said? You said, he's one
said
of
it's possible, but even the word malo could mean malo as though what happened or what are we going to do for him? So to speak, Hashem says, what are we going to do for the father who is missing his kids?
Okay.
I'm not sure what the malo means. Okay, so we'll pick up here next time. So the point that we're going to focus on next time is this concept of not entering a broken down building.
Is it going to bring this Risa back to the discussion of when the three watches?
No, that's it. We finished with that. That's over.
We have to know when he was davening, because when he was davening, it was one of the watches.
How do you know it was one of the watches?
We do. Because he heard this call. And we know that Hashem makes this call only at the three watches.
Let's read Elio's wording. Not only at this hour, but every day, three times a day. So I'm not sure that that was one of those three times. Maybe it was a special voice in honor of Rabbi Yossi. I'm not sure. I never thought that this was one of those three times, but maybe your shot is more correct. I didn't understand it that way, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm starting to think like you.
It's possible.
I hear. Maybe your shot is better. On Amud Beis, we'll say machlokas. Three thirds, quarters, We'll expand that machlokas a little bit. We'll understand it a little bit better. And we'll have those who have David getting up at midnight. That's all on the mood bit. Coming up. Bezrat Hashem.